Good morning. Will the House please come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please tally the board?
23 members present.
So with 23 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the journal reflect Representatives Hawker, Osterman, Gatto, Heron, Cisna, Dahlstrom, Kawasaki, and Salmon have been previously excused from the call of the House today.
Leading the invocation today is Pastor Kenneth Chadwick from the Glacier Valley Baptist Church. Will members please rise?
To you, my God, I lift my prayer, to you, maker of heaven and earth. I thank you for the many blessings of life. I thank you for shelter from the elements. I thank you for the abundance of food and clothing that you have provided. I read that every good and perfect gift comes from your bountiful hand. It would be unfitting to take for granted all the material blessings which you give without having a thankful heart. Thank you. I ask your blessings on this assembled body. I ask you to provide a measure of your wisdom to each one present so that they may accomplish the work that has been assigned to them. I ask that the end product of their labor would result in better governance for the people of our state. May none forget that they have been elected to advance the greater good for all the people, and not for the personal advancement of any one person or group. At the same time, may they champion the cause of the downtrodden and the needy people of our state. I pray that where there is injustice, there may be recourse. I pray where there is selfishness, generosity will overcome it. I pray that where there is pain, there may be a soothing ointment. I pray where there is strife, peace will supplant it. I pray where there is peace, it will be multiplied. I pray that unity will replace division, and I pray that evil will always overcome the good. I thank you for hearing my prayer, and I pray in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Representative Book, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before we get too far down the calendar, I move and ask unanimous consent. Representative Thomas be excused from the call of the House today until evening plain time, Sunday, February 15th.
Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that that beautiful prayer be spread across the record.
Hearing no objection, the prayer is spread across the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 23rd and 24th legislative days and Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 3.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent the journal of the previous day and the journal supplement be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, the journal stands as approved. Introduction of guests. Representative Millett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I have the honor of introducing three women that I really respect and two which I'll be poaching from my friend to the right. First, I'd like to introduce from District 30, Susan Fogarty. She's the District 30 Chair of the Republican Party from my district, and I'd just like everybody to welcome Susan. Also in the Pradovich Gallery, Gloria Shriver is here, and she has mentored many women, and I would just like everybody to give her a warm welcome. I love and respect her very much. And the third woman that I would like to introduce is my second mom, and when she talks, everybody listens. And so most of you know Myrna Maynard. She works for Congressman Don Young, and just give her a warm welcome. She's down in Juneau for the Central Committee meeting today.
Representative Book.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning.
It is my distinguished honor to introduce a constituent, a man who I have had the honor of going shoulder to shoulder with against a formidable foe in DOT. We have rammed our combined heads against a rather intense adversary there, and we have made serious dents in our craniums. The other thing about this gentleman is that through the years, he and I have, while in opposition politically, formed a partnership that I think is one that I really cherish and feel among the things that I have learned in this position of working across party lines. And I'd like to introduce to you a friend and a constituent, Frank McQuarrie.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce two constituents in the Baradovich Gallery. That's Doug and Sandy Stark, if they would stand. Doug and Sandy have been involved in the State Defense Force, and Doug's a former city council member from Homer, and they're also down here with the State Central Committee of the Republican Party. So please help me welcome them.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to introduce two people in the Baradovich Gallery behind me. And if they would stand as I mention their names. One is Becky Rooney, my chief of staff. She's been doing a very, very good job for me, and I'm just glad that I've got her. She's my right arm. And the other person that's sitting beside her is Keith Undercoffler. And he is an intern this year. And I've had several interns, but this young man is the youngest person in our office. And we're finding that not only does he have a wonderful sense of humor, but he also is wise beyond his years. So if you would welcome them, thank you.
Representative Jewell.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. In the Warren A. Taylor Gallery, it's my privilege to introduce a guest, Sarah Sandvold. If you would stand, Sarah. Sarah comes to us from the Olympia area of Washington, where she works as a banker. This is not her first trip to Alaska. She's been up to Barrow. She's spent some time in Anchorage, and as well as here in Juneau. But Sarah is the mother of my chief of staff, Christine Hess, and is up here enjoying a few days of Juneau's beautiful weather. But in addition to that, tomorrow happens to be Christine's birthday, so she will be helped her daughter celebrate that wonderful occasion, if the body would help me welcome her to Juneau.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me, I have a young constituent, Ben Dunaway, if you would stand, please. Ben runs cross-country and attends Chugiak High School. His favorite subject is German and American history. He's in the 10th grade, and I would like to ask you to help me welcome Ben to Juneau. Thank you.
Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm doing this for the member who sits right in front of me from Delta. In town is Debbie Joslin, who is a Republican National Committee woman, Eagle Forum, a friend of mine and many here, and a very hardworking young lady. Would you please help welcome Miss Debbie Joslin in the gallery behind me?
Representative Keller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sitting right next to Debbie is Dick Stoffel. I'm poaching from the District 13. He isn't here. And Dick Stoffel's a friend of mine. He's down here with the Central Committee, and I would appreciate you welcoming him to Juneau.
Any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, are there messages from the governor?
A message dated February 12th stating that the governor has read Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 11 Finance Projects for Economic Stimulus Package and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. It's Legislative Resolve Number 1. I have no further messages from the Governor.
Are there messages from the other body?
A message dated February 11th stating the Senate has confirmed the appointments to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Dennis Cook and Herman Walker. I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
From the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, their performance summary and posture statement. And from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, the training program performance report. I have no further communications.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 63, Council Domestic Violence Members and Staff recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 63, State Affairs, with the same title, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Johnson, Gatto, Seaton, Gruenberg, Wilson, Peterson, and Lynn. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, Chair. House Bill 63 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 85, extend board architects, engineers, surveyors, attaches a fiscal note, recommending do pass Lynn, Book, Coghill, Newman, Holmes, and Olson. No recommendation, Chenault. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 85 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any reports from special committees?
There are no special committee reports today.
May we have a brief?
Gruenberg. Brief at ease. Please come back to order. Madam Clerk.
Citation honoring Brad Olson, North Pole Patriot, number 23, by Representatives Coghill and Senator Terrio. In memoriam, Jeffrey Petey, by Representative Coghill. In memoriam, McKinnon, Mac Behrens, by Senator Huggins and Senator Elton, and Representatives Curtula and Munoz. House Resolution Number 6 by Representatives Stoltz, Thomas, Chenault, Osterman, Coghill, Dahlstrom, Edgman, Fairclough, Foster, Gatto, Harris, Herron, Johansson, Johnson, Jewell, Keller, Kelly, Lynn, Munoz, Newman, Olson, Ramirez, and Seaton, encouraging the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority to develop its land and resources to the fullest extent possible, consistent with its legal and moral responsibility to provide jobs and protect and enhance the lives of those who benefit from the Mental Health Trust.
That will be referred to the Finance Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 8 by Representative Gruenberg proposing amendments to the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to withdrawing measures, to sponsors of measures, to pre-filing measures, and to the three readings of bills.
That will be referred to State Affairs Committee.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 127 by Representative Stoltz entitled An Act Providing That the Alaska Railroad Corporation is Subject to the Executive Budget Act and Providing That Expenditures of the Alaska Railroad Corporation are Subject to Appropriation and Providing for an Effective Date.
Be referred to Transportation and Finance Committees.
House Bill 128 by Representative Gruenberg entitled An Act Relating to Introduction of Measures and to Fiscal Notes for Measures.
State Affairs and Finance Committee.
House Bill 129 by Representative Ramirez entitled An Act Providing Authority to the Real Estate Commission to Revoke Real Estate Salesperson Licenses of Persons Convicted of Certain Crimes.
Be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 130 by Representative Wilson entitled An Act Relating to Questionnaires and Surveys Administered in the Public Schools.
Be referred to Education, Health and Social Services Committee.
House Bill 131 by Representatives Holmes, Harris, and Gruenberg entitled An Act Relating to Use of Child Safety Seats and Seat Belts.
Be referred to Transportation and State Affairs Committee.
132 by Representatives Seaton and Gruenberg entitled An Act Authorizing Municipalities and Nonprofit Organizations to Sponsor a Program to Encourage the Safe Use of Bicycles as an Alternative or Supplement to Motor Vehicles, amending the duties of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to include administration of state funds appropriated for that purpose and amending provisions of the program by which state and federal aid allocated for highways may be used to support bicycle paths.
That will be referred to Transportation and Finance Committee.
House Bill 133 by Representative Wilson, entitled An Act Relating to Traffic Control Devices on Highways and Claims Related to Those Devices, Relating to Designation of Highway Systems, Making Conforming Amendments, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Be referred to Transportation and Finance Committee.
House Bill 134 by Representatives Harris, Kelly, Millett, Johansson, Foster, Keller, Chenault, Coghill, and Johnson, entitled An Act Relating to the Terms and Conditions of Commercial Vessel Permits for the Discharge of Gray Water, Treated Sewage, and Other Wastewater, and Providing for an Effective Date.
That will be referred to Committee on Regional Affairs and the Resource Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
In consideration of the daily calendar, will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 100 by Representative Johansson, entitled An Act Relating to the Joseph C. Williams Sr. Coastal Trail. The Transportation Committee considered the bill, attached to zero fiscal note, recommending due pass. Johansson, Munoz, Grunberg, Johnson, Dugan, and Wilson. The report was signed by Representative Wilson, Chair. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 100 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objections, will the clerk read the title for the third and final time?
House Bill 100, entitled An Act Relating to the Joseph C. Williams Sr. Coastal Trail.
Representative Johnson, Johansson, excuse me. I got two of you excited.
Thought I picked up a co-sponsor on this one. Mr. Speaker, a very simple story. Originally, there's been a historic trail between Ketchikan and Saxman. Joseph Williams Sr. had worked for many years to build a separate trail that wasn't on the side of the road where people were walking, where cars were driving. We ended up getting funding from his son, Bill Williams, and the body here to construct that trail. Representative Williams felt uncomfortable naming it after himself, and his replacement, Jim Elkins, very kindly introduced legislation to name that trail Joseph C. Williams Trail. What has happened really is in the statute it said the trail between Ketchikan and Saxman. We had some realigning and widening of the road past Saxman. And as DOT does now, they build in bike paths with most of their projects. And it extended the trail. So now it's no longer between Ketchikan and Saxman. It goes past Saxman. It's a lot of talk for a very simple process. Anyway, we wanted to name the entire South Tongass Coastal Trail after Joseph C. Williams Sr. Very quickly, in the Transportation Committee, we had Joseph Williams' son, Dan, who is now the mayor of Saxman, gives some really nice testimony. I think the chair behind me would attest to that. It means a lot to him and his family. This family has been very active, following the lead of Joseph C. Williams Sr. Of course, his son served in this body. His other son was the mayor of the borough. His other son now is the mayor of the borough. His nephew was on the Ketchikan City Council. But he was a real honorable man, very active in Tlingit Haida and in the native politics and bettering the people. And we're just happy that we can name the whole South Tongass Trail after Joseph Williams. He was a real outstanding citizen of our community. And that's basically it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any other discussion? Representative Book.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I arise in support of this bill with the caveat that the representative from District 1 uphold his commitment as to upholding his requirement as to the fiscal note, such that if a shovel is required and some cement involved, that he does follow through on that commitment. With that, I will stand in full support of this bill.
Is there any other discussion? Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to add to that. I do support this bill. And if the occasion that the previous speaker spoke to should actually arise, I would appreciate it if the majority leader would notify the rest of us so we could make arrangements to actually see him do some work. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other discussion? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall HB 100 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk please tally the vote?
31 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 31 yeas and 0 nays, HB 100 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
There's no further items on today's calendar.
Is there any unfinished business? Oh, excuse me. Representative Wilson.
Brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask permission of the body to roll up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Up the calendar to introduction of guests. Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inner Paratovich Gallery is a young fella who's a smart, hardworking young man who made the mistake of agreeing to work for me this session, Mr. Speaker. And I would like the body to help me welcome Matt Mosier to Juneau. Thank you.
Representative Guerra, under introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know if anybody has done this, so I would like folks here to help us welcome Shush Walsh, who is here. She's a writer from New York, and she's writing a book about the governor and maybe some other. So if you would help me welcome her, I'd appreciate it.
While we're here, any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, we'll roll back down the calendar to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Crawford's previously excused absence from afternoon plain time Friday, February 13th, until morning plain time Monday, February 16th, be extended until morning plain time Tuesday, February 17th.
Hearing no objection. Is there any other business under unfinished business? Committee announcements? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you. The co-chair of finance is who we're hoping to see back next week, and he's still running the committee, and courts will continue as scheduled at noon today up in the finance room.
Any other committee announcements? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Labor and Commerce, 317 again today, room 124.
317, 124. Any other committee announcements? Well, Representative Lynn.
Mr. Speaker, the House State Affairs Committee will be meeting Tuesday, the 17th, right at 8 o'clock, not 2-3 minutes after, and it will be considering the governor's appointments to Commissioner of Public Safety, Joseph Masters, State Commission for Human Rights, Faith Peters, the Board of Parole, Alonzo Henderson, and APOC Commission, Kathleen Kate Ballinger.
Other committee assignments? Any other announcements? Representative Jewell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under other announcements, Monday, February 16th, the Bush Caucus will be holding one of those forums again in the House Finance Committee room, and the presenters at that time will be the Alaska Native Health Board and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in an effort to kind of build those bridges, and in this case with healthcare providers. And again, that's Monday, February 16th, 4 to 5 at the House Finance Room.
Any other announcements? Special orders. Representative Munoz.
Thank you. I would like to speak under Newest Americans, please. Special order.
Say again.
Newest Americans.
Under Newest Americans.
Thank you. Today I had the pleasure of attending a naturalization ceremony for Alaskan residents, our newest American citizens. And I'd like to welcome them to our state and list their names for you. Kwon Tai Juong from Korea, Yuri and Maria Radchenko from Russia, Flor Delisa Verdadero from Philippines, Dante Mojica from the Philippines, Gabriel Mallorca from the Philippines, Young Nguyen from Vietnam, Joseph De La Rosa from the Philippines, Mary Del Bernardo from the Philippines, and Marie Kearney from Ireland. Thank you very much.
Any other special orders? Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have to take a short moment to brag on my youngest.
On your youngest?
Yes. We got him when he was 6 years old, and he was kind of behind the rest of his classmates and that sort of thing when we received him through the foster care system and all. But today, and he's in the seventh grade at Begich Middle School, and he won the spelling bee for the whole school as a seventh grader. He's the best speller in Begich Middle School, and I'm really proud of him.
Takes after his mom. Takes after his mom. Any other special orders? Representative Guerra.
I just wanted to say, permission to speak on Trevor Crawford, Mr. Speaker.
Trevor Crawford.
I just wanted to say his name on TV. That was Trevor. Thanks.
Any other special orders? Representative Crawford.
A correction, Mr.
Under corrections, Representative Crawford.
Trevor Cole.
Trevor Cole.
Thank you.
Other special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Topic is gooey ducks.
Gooey ducks.
Mr. Speaker, some of the members were on the floor when the late Jim Elkins actually brought gooey ducks on this floor. And it was pretty memorable to a lot of the people who are around here. I can hear the chuckling. But just a little bit of information about the gooey duck fishery. I got a note from the executive director of their association. They come to the legislature and request money for dive surveys, and that gets the baseline science of how many gooey ducks are out there. Last year, the legislature gave $50,000 for these reconnaissance surveys. Because the areas were opened up and they can now go in there and fish those areas, that brought, in 1 year, nearly $700,000 of value to the fishery. That's $700,000 in product that gets landed and the associated taxes that are taken out by the state and the associated economic activity. Over 3 years, the state has invested $150,000 in these reconnaissance surveys. Over 3 years, that's turned into $2.7 million into the economy of Southeast Alaska. These are fishermen that pay a self-imposed tax on themselves for the management of this fishery. They pay 7% of every dollar that they make goes back into fish and game for the regular management. And the legislature has stepped up with money for surveys to open more areas to get more product on the dock and into the market. And I think it's a great investment. It's an example of this legislature and the governor, by not vetoing those monies, supporting an industry that gets all kinds of activity. And I think these are the right things and investments that we make that spur economic development. Instead of getting in the way of people making money, we're actually helping people make money. So I just appreciate the support over the past few years for that. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand at adjournment until Monday, February 16th at 11 a.m.
Hearing no objection, we'll stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, February 16th. We're adjourned.